The following is a test of the S.A.S. This is only a test.
Why you are that?
See that?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
This has been a test of the S.A.S., the Stooge Alert System. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been told to tune to the 24-hour Three Stooges channel to wait for further instructions. If you don't have the 24-hour Three Stooges channel, you would have been told to turn to the channel that carries the 24-hour Senate hearings. Because let's face it, that's about the same thing.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm talking with a lumberjack.
Like what's shaking, Crispy Bacon?
I'm just checking in to see what lumberjacks do to make sure their retirement is going to be there and ready when they're ready.
Well, like any smart lumberjack, we don't hide our money in a hollow tree. We call David Ernest,
Alabama's favorite asset preservationist.
That's right, man. We call him at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see. I can also see you have a lot of lumberjacks working out here today.
That's right, man, like the new dude over there.
The new dude?
His older brother was a famous actor who was on TV and in movies.
And just who might that actor be?
Raymond Burr, man.
You mean Perry Mason and Ironside?
That's him, man, yeah.
Well, what's the first name of the new dude?
His name is Tim, man, but don't say it to...
You mean Tim Burr?
Oh, now you done it, man. Bye.
Now for something completely different.
Don't touch that dial.
I'm David Ernest, and I approve this message.
I don't feel too good. I don't want to go to school.
Oh, no.
Is there a doctor in the house?
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Americans love a winner.
Grab the one thing that everyone's loving. Everybody loves it, and everybody knows it. Everybody loves it.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Hey, this is Two-Ton Tony from Two-Ton Tony's Italian Pizzeria, here to tell you how to look after your piece of pizza, or as we call it, a slice. You know, you got slices of your pizza that's got to go to certain places every month. You know, like the car payment, the house payment, utilities. But there's one important slice you gotta look out for, your retirement. And you have to be extra careful because there's peoples out there that want to take that slice of your pizza. So just so you know, there's a guy out there who'll help you take care of that slice. His name is David Ernest. And you can call him at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. You give him that slice, the one you got set aside for retirement, you don't got to worry no more. Nobody else will get their filthy little hands on that slice of your pizza. So call David Ernest today, 279-7431, and come by Two-Ton Tony's Pizzeria for some curbside service. If you know what I mean, and if you know what's good for you. Call David Ernest today. You'll thank me later.
On a Thursday afternoon, about 1:45, Mr. Knowledge makes the greatest discovery of his career.
Wow, that is the best cup of coffee I ever made.
About an hour later, he discovered time travel.
Well, it's just something I've been working on in my spare time.
These are Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Let's see now. We're going to set it for a Saturday afternoon about 3:30 at the wedding reception of Joe Biden Sr. and his brand new bride, Catherine.
And as he flips the switch, Mr. Knowledge travels through time and space. Soon, he finds himself at a lavish wedding reception.
Oh, hello. You must be the bride and groom.
Yeah, that's right.
And who are you?
Why, I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything.
Well, what can we do for you, Knowledge?
Oh, nothing. Just heard you guys got married, and I wanted to just stop by and ask you how you fixed for birth control.
Why, you...
Tune in next time for more Adventures Through Time and Space with Mr. Knowledge.
Oh, that is gonna leave a mark. I wonder if there's cake.
The Health and Wealth Show, in cooperation with our home office in Possum Trot, Alabama, proudly presents Great Quotes from American Presidents.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Together, we will make America great again.
The biggest problem we had in the Revolutionary War is we didn't have enough airports.
What? Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in a foot.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Nothing special about being American. None of you can define for me what an American is.
I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant Veterans Benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice. I tried it the third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
Look, everybody's entitled to be an idiot.
It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
I got hairy legs.
I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade. And beyond that, we're going to need it. And she was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
What a stupid son of a...
Okay, hold it. How about quotes from four great American presidents and one dumbass?
Poor Joe. Bless his heart.
From our super secret studio, asset preservationist David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. David's special guest today is noted truth seeker, Terry Adams. And in today's program, David and Terry will talk about what the media tells us and what they don't tell us and how misinformation can affect your retirement. Call David today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or everyone's favorite asset preservationist. Now, you've got your drinks, you've got your snacks. So, sit back and enjoy today's episode of The Health and Wealth Show.
And welcome to The Health and Wealth Show. We have the number one truth seeker of all time, far as we know, on our show today, Terry Adams. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing okay, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on board. We love to get you on here to seek out the truth because that's what everybody wants. We don't like being lied to, Terry.
No, we can handle it. Just tell us the truth.
Just tell us the truth.
And the truth shall set you free.
The truth is we're being lied to.
You're absolutely.
We all know it. Yep. We all know it. Today, I think what we're going to talk about is economic Armageddon. It's coming.
Yeah, it is. Big time. It has to. They want a digital currency.
Yes.
And they're calling this the Great Reset. So before you can implement something new, you've got to eliminate what you have now.
Yep.
This is what they're doing.
Exactly. Jerome Powell did some things. Does he want the stock market to crash? He stays hawkish on rate cuts while warning of bank failures to come. That's kind of weird.
Isn't that strange?
Yes, yeah, strange.
Wonder what he knows.
Yeah, wonder what he knows. And here's a headline that I just read the other day. Why the United States needs the stock market to crash. Needs it to crash?
Exactly.
Not wants it to crash, but needs it to crash?
Makes you wonder.
You know, So they said the boy who cried wolf was ultimately right. In September 2023, this guy argued that the only real way to save treasuries was to crash stocks. Back then, he was increasingly worried about the speed with which yields move. He said, I believe the Federal Reserve and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen were worried about this dynamic as well, which is why they opted to convince the market. In other words, I'm going to interpret that as lied to the market.
There you go.
That six rate cuts were coming. That, of course, caused the huge reversal. In other words, stocks went back up, saving bonds without crashing stocks. History will repeat itself, though.
It always does.
It always does. And look at the P.E. ratios and look at the ridiculous numbers that are in that market right now based on historic standards. It's insane. We're being set up. The average pawn in the game is being set up to be knocked off the board.
Yes, sir. Absolutely correct.
Checkmate for us, man. Unless we get off the board before it's too late.
Well said.
The problem that came at the expense of reaccelerating inflation, which is why they don't think the Feds can pull the trick again. Now they need it to crash because they can't pull this scam on us again. Mm-hmm. Even the stock market folks that are just pawns are getting wise to it. They know they're being used and abused. And so financial Armageddon could be just around the corner, which means total wipeout.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks that predicted the 2007-08 crash that are saying it's almost here again.
And they're saying it's going to be much, much worse.
I've been reading that it's going to be much, much worse. Someone here made a comment, said, you might want to pay attention to the yen. It looks like intervention is imminent, which could spark the currency crisis and reverse carry trade that was always the catalyst for a global margin call in a credit event. Here's why this gets complicated. An intervention by the Bank of Japan means the likely need to sell treasuries. That would cause excess supply and send prices lower and bonds and yields higher. I think the treasury market today is sensing this, but that spike became problematic. So it's an intervention by the Bank of Japan wanting to do all this stuff. And it's worth noting that small cap stocks see this as well. After a strong opening, they have reversed course and are now negative. Again, this makes sense as yields push higher. All these things they talk about, they're talking about getting the defense. You see all these advertisements on TV where they're trying to sell certain things. They say, we'll save you against inflation. I'm not going to name what that is, but it's scary the things that people see and know that are in the know.
I know.
And it's not the general public. They're being just led around by their nose.
Well, what blows me away, David, is the decisions these people make. I heard a, quote, financial stock expert on a local radio show the other day talk about the Fed, and they were going to cut rates. And he said, I don't understand why they're going to do that because inflation is going to go through the roof. And I'm thinking, have you not figured this out yet?
Yeah, really?
All of this is being done on purpose. Have you not figured this out? These people, most of them are Ivy School educated. They're extremely intelligent. They're not dumb.
No.
They don't make just a casual mistake. This stuff's being done on purpose.
Absolutely. We're being manipulated on purpose.
Absolutely.
You don't raise interest rates 100% in just a matter of months.
Right.
And not get some kind of repercussion from it. I mean, bonds crashed. A lot of bonds just nosedived, especially the long-term ones. The long-term ones really got pinched.
Ouch! Cut it out!
And people came to my office saying, why am I losing so much money? I thought that they had put me in something I couldn't lose money on. I said, you fell for the biggest trick in the book in that they could put you in bonds and protect you. You fell for the biggest trick in the book, or one of the biggest tricks. The only thing that can keep you from losing money is a guarantee that you can't lose money.
That's right.
And even then, that might fail if the whole thing falls in. When I say the whole thing, I mean like the monetary system itself. A lot of folks say, well, what can I do to save my money? Well, you can save your assets from going down as far as the dollars and the yens and the euros and all that stuff, but you can't save yourself from what could happen to the system. If it crashes, we're all out on the street. That's the reason why food is so important. Food and guns.
Yep, I agree.
Money can be worthless. I had my grandmother years ago talked about her grandparents and great-grandparents having all this Confederate currency, and the day after the war was over with, they were flat broke.
Oh,
don't.
Go from being well off to being broke. See how that feels.
Exactly.
You know, change the rules. That's what can happen.
Absolutely.
And if the American dollar holds together, which I think it will somewhat, but it'll inflate like crazy.
Right.
You've really got to have something that to hold the dollar from collapsing in your stock market portfolio. In other words, your portfolio value. Because if they do these things, they want the market to crash. They want the market to crash, so it puts so much pressure on the inflation. In other words, kills it at the expense of everybody else. It's like a tax, in my mind. It's like the most massive tax in the world. If they can't tax us, they're going to get it one way or the other. They're going to tax us indirect, and that means take your money away from you, take the value of your money away from you, and now you're screwed.
That's right.
But now we can prevent your money from going away. Now, the value of the money is something that can be
out of your hands.
You know, we can't control that, but we can right. control you from losing your money. If the market goes down, you lose the value of the money. Inflation is what you're trying to stop. One way or the other, it has to happen. Something has to lose. It's sort of like a seesaw. Either you're going to have inflation and lose the value of the money, or you're going to have stock market crash and lose your money. Which one's right. worse? I think stock market crash and lose your money is worse.
Yeah, that is worse. I agree.
I think it's worse. So that's the reason why we preach protect your assets when you get older. Don't fall fallacy to the system that taking your money away from you, because, man, it can happen in a heartbeat, and we've seen it over and over and over.
That's right.
And it can happen. So, Terry, I know you've been busy doing things and keeping up with the markets and stuff, but have you read anything recently that makes you think that more and more that we're closer to the final event of what we've got to have to see?
Yeah, it's people better wake up. They better wake up quick. Everything is headed. Well, you know, my whole life, whenever I've been researching what's going to happen, and from a biblical, and it's weird how everything clicks together when you read the Bible about end time prophecy, and you see what these, I call them Luciferian psychopaths, the quote elite in the world, the strings they're pulling, they're taking us right down the path that the Bible talks about, the Great Tribulation. What I see happening is they want to destroy the world economic system so they can implement their digital currency. Digital currency, they will be able to control what you spend, how much you get, what you spend it on. I mean, total control. That's what they're going for, is total control. And there's going to be some kind of implanted code, which I believe is the biblical mark of the beast. That's coming. That ties in with the digital system. America and all of the big New World Order people have said it. America's the thorn in the side. They got to get rid of America before they can fully implement their New World Order. And that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing the destruction, the bridge in, where was it, Baltimore, that got knocked down.
Yeah.
All this stuff that's happening is meant to happen to destroy the infrastructure of our once great constitutional republic.
It's really a shame. It's really a shame.
I see everything collapsing around me, and it breaks my heart. This was the experiment of men governing men. We were the great country, and we've been taken over from the inside out, David.
You know, I went on a trip to Europe recently, and of the things that I saw and how they felt about Americans, negative and positive, but the lies that have been told to the Europeans by the system. I was talking this a little earlier on another radio show where I went to the news media and tried to find Fox, trying to find Newsmax. It didn't exist. The only thing that you could find was CNN or MSNBC.
Oh, God.
That was it.
The twisted, warped.
Just completely leftist leaning. This is the stuff they hear. Now, as I was coming back on our plane, I was sitting next to a lady from France, and she said she had been listening to CNN and other things just to see how Americans thought. I said, well, you've been lied to. She said, what? I said, yeah. Did you listen to Fox or some other station or news outlet? She said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what's going on in Europe either. They're being fed a bunch of malarkey. And they think that Donald Trump and his movement is some kind of sin and craziness. And this is done on purpose.
It's called perception management. The agency's an expert at it. Operation, I think it was Mockingbird, is where they took over the media. Most of the media is controlled by the intelligence community of this country, which is in league with the leftists, which want to destroy America.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to get, they call it perception management. If they can control the way you perceive things, they got you.
Yeah, and it, really, I mean, we're not perceived very well in at all in Europe.
All they see is disinformation.
They see us being an evil part of the earth. They tolerate it because they have to, because World War II and other things like that. Now, I have to say this. There are some folks over there that I did meet that act like they appreciated America. There was others that I met that absolutely were just rude to us. You could hear them. Feel the body language, especially a server.
I hate you.
We stopped at this place in Germany. It's called a beer garden. Sat down and was going to get something to drink. And they were just out and out rude to us. Just absolutely horrible. My wife had a little croissant or some kind of thing she was eating. But we ordered a drink. She ordered something to drink. I ordered a beer. And we were sitting there. And he started having a fit about this croissant that she was eating. He didn't politely say, hey, you know, we'd prefer you not to do that. He just had an outright fit.
Dirty, perky, shark, a bunk of Martin, perky Luma.
And then when I wanted to pay him, he said I had to go to the front. We were out in the open, like out on the street. They had the tables and things.
Yeah.
So he said, you had to go inside. So I go inside, and the guy says, you got to go pay your server.
Oh, boy.
It's like they just jerk you around sometimes. And then there was others that were very emotional. I met this tour guide. She was probably 30 or 32 years old. And she became very emotional about, you know, World War II and the Nazis and everything and how, you know, she appreciated America. But she was reserved and appreciated America. I'm sure she had some kind of problems with us. But we're viewed as imperialist over there.
Yes.
They don't really care for us.
No, they don't.
No, not at all. And the Europeans, they tolerate us, but Iran, they hate the guts.
Well, they have just reason to hate the U.S. because of what we did to them, CIA did. I think it was Project Ajax, where they overthrew their duly elected government. You know, they had the highest status of living, I guess, in the Middle East. Iran did when Mossadegh was there, who was a PhD, European trained. They elected him president. We had him overthrown because he wanted to nationalize the oil. Can't have that. Can't have them selling their own oil.
Oh, no. That's the petrodollar is where it's at. And I understand that back in 1974, there was a meeting with Henry Kissinger and some other people from Saudi Arabia and Richard Nixon.
I'm not a crook.
And they agreed that they would use American dollars, petrodollars, if you want to call them that,
that's right,
to trade for oil. Now, Russia, China, Brazil, all these other countries are trying to get rid of America's dollar.
Yeah, do their own thing.
And when Biden did the thing that he did in Ukraine, with all that stuff, all of those rules that he put on Russia and all these things, it made it worse.
Yep.
He is not winning the war. He's making it worse. He didn't use diplomacy. He used something that makes people hate you. And therefore, they said, well, now, if they're going to do that with their money, we're going to just take their money away from them. But they can't do this to us anymore. And we're just cruising for a bruising. And Donald Trump knows this. He wants to change this kind of perception and the way to use the stick to beat you on the head kind of thing.
Right.
And they don't want him in there because they don't want that. They want to keep beating folks on the head with a stick.
Exactly. Exactly right. He is the fly in the ointment. They don't want him in there. They'll do anything to keep him out.
And they know that if they get him in there, he's going to make the stock market boom and the economy boom because he's going to cut the oil prices.
Exactly.
Free enterprise is what works. Not
absolutely. That's right.
We got oil in this country. We can pump it out of the ground. They can frack it. It can come out of here. We'll be well off.
Yes.
Because we'll be the biggest producing nation of oil in the world.
Exactly.
But they don't want to do it. What they want to do is starve us to death so that they can do these crooked things that they're doing.
Yes. David, this morning, I smoke. I admit it. I went to the local store up here in Titus in the middle of nowhere to get some cigarettes. Lady behind the counter was talking to another man who was getting some smokeless tobacco. And she said, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years. For the first time ever, our tobacco order was cut back. They don't have the product to send us.
Good googly moogly.
And I thought, what? Yeah. So we're starting to see when you go to the grocery store and you start to see empty meat aisles and stuff, maybe then people will realize what's about to happen.
Speaking of food, I talked about this on the radio show earlier. I guess I was kind of shocked, but not completely surprised that when I went to Europe, the food was actually better there than it is here.
Imagine that.
They say we have everything, and yet they have all the best food.
That's not right.
I will admit that their prices were higher, but of course that was a tourist area, but they've got the money to pay the higher prices. I went to one city in Germany, more millionaires there probably than anywhere in Europe or pretty close. There was castles all up and down the Rhine River. There's big houses. They said everybody's well off. Everybody practically is well off. You don't find a poor European in those areas. So it was the picture that I was being painted. And yet they feel like we have everything.
What a maroon.
We don't have everything. We're just being controlled by everything.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Our leaders are controlling us to get the goody out of us and to give the perception in Europe that we're the evil part.
Right. They're playing us. You know,
it's not us. It's the leaders that are doing it.
Exactly.
The people stealing us blind, all these special interest groups are taking all this money. We've talked about this over and over. How does a politician making $190,000 a year walk out retired with $40+ million?
Exactly. They need to be audited, every one of them.
Well, it's because they're taking crooked money. We all know this.
Exactly.
It's under the table.
Well, that and insider trading.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. I was just talking earlier about this app that someone made that follows the crooked politicians, what they're trading on. And you can follow it with this app and do the same thing.
Really?
They just follow them around. Yeah.
I love it. That's great.
I know, it's crazy.
I love that. That's great.
Well, I mean, somebody came up with something, but you know, it's sad to think that you can follow them and they're doing all this crooked stuff and nobody will do anything about it. But yet they'll put Martha Stewart in jail.
I know.
They don't go to jail.
They never go to, they don't eat their own. Never.
So we have problems here. We're being led around by the crooked politicians and the crooked military industrial complex that wants to make all this money. And Donald Trump wants to set it straight and they want to put him out.
They can't straight out that.
So that he can't do this. They don't want us to know or be aware or have a leader that wants to defend us.
Not at all.
No, sir.
Do you know what happened to our Social Security fund? Have you heard this story?
Go ahead.
1983. You'll never guess the president who took the $2.7 trillion we had saved.
I know who he was. My dad always told me.
Ronald Reagan.
Absolutely.
You sneaky bastard.
Yep.
Yep.
Took that $2.7, put it in the general fund.
Yes.
And it's gone.
Why, you?
Ronald Reagan was good in a lot of things, but he was bad in that. He forced a lot of folks into the Social Security system, churches, hospitals. Mm-hmm. They had their own retirement system, which was strong. And he forced it and crashed it. It's totally obvious why defined benefits. In other words, you work for us for so many years and you're guaranteed this income has been killed. It's so they can transfer the money and the wealth to the Social Security system and pay all these voters off that are coming in from Mexico are people who are not working and have never worked, never done anything. They're not true Americans. They just want to sponge off of the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many liberals honestly believe that these people deserve being taken care of. I was taught, I know you were, Terry, about work hard to get what you deserve.
That's right.
If someone's not able to work, sure, we're going to take care of them. But just to deliberately let them come in here and take our country over. That's what Biden's doing.
Yes, it's an invasion.
Hush up, boy.
It's also a theft. It's a theft of our assets.
Yep.
These retirement accounts, these stock market values, all this stuff is going to be taken away and shared with the folks that didn't work. As I said one time, I was talking to someone who came from Central America. We were talking about them driving through Mexico, how dangerous it was and all this stuff, and how they only drove in the daytime. And I said, well, why did you take such risk to come to America? And he said one thing.
We have no retirement program in my country. Give me some of your retirement, please.
What?
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 Huh?
Huh?
Really?
Wow.
You went through all of that because you have no retirement plan in your country. You know what that really means? He's coming here to take the goody from us because we'll give it to him. The liberals will give it to him, and then he's going to vote for them, and then they're going to tax us and take our money.
So basically, they're turning Social Security into an entitlement program, which it's
not.
They've been taking my money since I started work. When I was 14 years old, they've been taking my money.
Absolutely.
And it's not fair for me not to get it back.
It's tilted. The more you put in, the less you get back.
Isn't that
crazy? The less you put in, the more you get back. Isn't that crazy?
It doesn't make sense. Then again, most things they do in D.C. doesn't make sense.
It's because they want to buy votes.
You heard right!
I'm for taking care of the disadvantaged. I'm not for people starving to death, being out on the streets and everything. But at the same time, I think it's wrong that they take advantage of the people that are really putting the effort in to have a retirement plan and to have a future. And to take that away from them for working so hard just so they can give it to somebody else is very demotivating.
It is.
I think it's a sin and a disgrace.
Well, the Bible says if a man doesn't work, nor should he eat.
So, well, there you go. The Bible said it. And therefore, they're going against the word of God. And they don't care. They just buying votes and buying power. Yeah.
They don't care about God. They kicked him out a long time ago.
Yeah, they want to kill babies too, man. I mean,
I know.
That's crazy. I'm all for human rights and stuff, but when someone is alive, killing them just so another person don't want them, it doesn't make a lot of sense. That's a human life. I just don't get it. I don't think anybody else really deep down inside feels that that's right. Killing somebody?
How could they?
Then they want to ridicule us because we want to do these things, protect life. And they want to make it look like we have a problem. They're the ones that have a problem. They're the murderers.
Exactly. They turn everything around on us. That's what
I mean, like the Holocaust was murderers. We're just calling them out, calling a spade and ace an ace, man. But anyway, we got to take a break here. You want to say something before we go away for a few moments?
I don't know if anybody knows it or not. I run a Power Sports, Adams Motorsports in Montgomery. We sell Kawasaki, Suzuki, Kimco, Polaris, side-by-sides, jet skis. We sell fun. So if you're interested in anything like that, please come by or give us a call. I'm on the internet at adamsmotorsports.com, or you can call me at 334-271-5500 here in Montgomery, and we'd love to earn your business.
And you do a great service business, too.
After Thank you.
Someone buys a motorcycle.
David, I'm old-fashioned. I want to build a relationship. I want to be the dealer that knows that machine, that does all the service on that machine. So if, God forbid, something goes wrong with it when it's out of warranty, I can go to bat for the customer with the manufacturer and say, look, I know this machine. This guy does not abuse it. Da-da-da. It's a relationship. It really
Absolutely.
is.
Everything in this world should be relationship business.
Amen.
Love people that you're working with or for. We got to take a break. We'll come right back here in just a little bit and talk about the economic thing that could happen.
Upheaval.
The Armageddon that's coming. The Armageddon.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Earnest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Earnest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
It's the further adventures of
Money Man.
As we open, we see Money Man and Loose Change cruising around town in the Money Mobile.
Hey, Money Man.
What is it, Loose Change?
Why don't we go over to Gorilla Burgers and get one of those big fat Gorilla Burgers for lunch?
No can do, mi amigo. Gus at Gorilla Burgers retired.
So Gorilla Burgers closed?
Yes, and Gus had to take another job.
Well, if he retired, why did he have to take another job?
Because Gus didn't call David Earnest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
You mean Gus didn't let David Earnest make sure he would have a good retirement?
That's right.
Wow, Gus is a goofy goober.
Don't you be a goofy goober. Call David Earnest today. And tune in next time when we hear Money Man say,
you want to go to Whopper Dog?
I think I got the Rolaids to cover it.
On the further adventures of Money Man.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dog Whisperer. I am Skeezer Milan, and today we're working with a special breed of dog. It is the Prune-Faced Pelosi dog.
No.
You see, you gotta be real tough with these dogs because they make a lot of noise.
Everything is...
You try to talk to somebody like some of your homies or your girl or something, you know, and this dog is... My advice to you is if you have one of these dogs, get rid of it. And don't take it to the shelter. Buy it a one-way ticket, put on the bus, and forget about it.
And the discrimination.
But I'm gonna try to work with this dog. Somebody's kids have gotten attached to it.
Precautions have been taken.
But I think what I'm gonna start with is a roll of newspaper. You see this paper, little Pelosi dog? Oh, hell no. I'm sending this dog to China to meet with some young people. You know, the youth in Asia.
Don't mess with me.
Shut up.
Next time on The Dog Whisperer, Skeezer meets one of his toughest cases.
I got hairy legs.
Oh, jingao, man. That dog is stupid.
Next time on the...
a dog whisperer.
Have you come up with any ideas for a new commercial for Ernest Financial?
Well, I tell you, Double R, I have been racking my brain to no avail.
I was in the reading room thinking and couldn't come up with anything either.
The reading room?
You know, the reading room.
Oh, that reading room, yeah.
But I do have one idea. It is simple and to the point.
Okay, man, lay it on me.
We just tell everyone to call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Uh-huh.
Then we tell them how good he is at handling money.
You mean the old money man with the money plan story, huh?
Exactly. We do that and we're done.
I love it, man. Just call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Exactly.
See, I just got an idea myself.
All right, what is it?
Me and you and the Swedish bikini team.
Tell me more. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, man, I thought you might be.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
And we're back, and we do have the truth seeker, Terry Adams, with us. Terry, you had your own radio show. You talked a lot about clearing the air. And every time you come on my show, you help me try to clear the air of what is really nasty out there.
Oh, it's nasty, Dave.
Yeah, it's very, very nasty. We're being invaded. We're being fed pollution. And absolutely, it's horrible, the things that we feel and see as Americans right now. Everybody's afraid of an economic Armageddon, and we see it coming. We know it's coming. Everybody that you talk to says they think the stock market's going to have to correct heavily. You have some of these folks that predicted the 2007 and 8 debacle, and they're saying it's going to be worse this time. And yet, people just keep on going along, not even thinking about how they're going to get wiped out, potentially ruined for life. Young people's not going to bother them as much because they build back, might even get rich off of it. But the older people that are solely dependent on that income, it could just really destroy what they work so hard for. And they put it in these dangerous zones, just like the bond portfolio we were talking about a little earlier. The government, obviously, from what we're hearing now, may, probably does, want to crash the stock market to get rid of inflation. Just a horrible thing.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Yeah, let it sink in. If the only way they can correct this is to tax you to death or to crash you to death, which one do you think they're going to do? Politicians are dirty.
You stink!
They know that if they tax you to death, they're going to pay retribution for it. But if they crash you to death, in other words, crash the system, they can blame someone else.
They kick the can, baby. It's what they do so well.
Yeah. And they can say it's so-and-so that did it. It's the Republican did it. A Democrat did it. You know, whatever.
Exactly.
And it just makes it so wishy-washy about who really did it.
We haven't held them accountable anyway, so not that it matters.
I know.
They get away with everything.
And then they say that the Fed is not connected to political arena. And we know that's the biggest lie. Because we know that Jerome Powell and some others in the Fed system are actually doing what the leader wants right now.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever's in charge is in control.
That's right.
Even though it's not supposed to be.
No, we shouldn't even have a Federal Reserve.
You don't have an independent Fed. It just,
no.
It don't work. We are so controlled by the federal government.
Yes, sir.
We are lied to constantly just because they want to control the masses. Yes. Like that lie about they're going to bring the interest rates down about 6 or 8 times this year. Think about that just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, oh, but maybe we have to wait a little longer. Maybe we won't lower it as much. You know what? With inflation running, the rate it's running right now, if they lower it, it's going to cause a lot of inflation. And that is an indirect tax.
Exactly what that is.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And they won't to do that. But at the same time, if they crash it too fast, they could get blamed. So really, we're just in a pickle.
We have been put into a pickle.
You can't get out of this without some kind of major catastrophe. It's just inevitable. You're either going to have to raise taxes tremendously, cut the expenses tremendously, or crash the system tremendously. Which one do you think they're going to do?
They're going to crash the system.
Absolutely. They're going to crash the system. And that's the same as taxing you tremendously. But then they get to say, well, it's not our fault.
That's right. Never their fault. No.
And it's kind of weird now that a lot of banks, especially in Japan and some other countries, are recognizing that this could be what's about to happen. And they're taking measures to protect themselves the best they can. You can't trust the feds. They're not going to do what they say they're going to do. They never have.
No, true.
And for them to raise the interest rates as fast as they did and destroy the infrastructure of the bond market. And let me just tell you, when they did that, they pretty much assured that the commercial real estate market, especially the offices in these high price cities like San Francisco and New York, will probably crash because of all that debt that these people have on these buildings. And COVID was a perfect excuse for them to never go back to the buildings. How many people right now do you know that are working from home?
Quite a few.
I talk to people all the time. Well, I'm working on contract. Who are you working for? I work for the government. What are you doing? Well, I said, work from home. Big salaries, working from home. Hey, it's great. I'm all for it. Where's your office? Well, I don't really have one. I use my back room here.
Yep, you know? Use a computer.
And yes, it makes sense monetarily. But it doesn't make sense to kill the economy.
I kill you!
What really crashed the system in 2008 was the mortgage-backed security, which was real estate. Now, what's going to kill the government? I mean, the economy? Real estate could be the culprit. Something is going to trigger what is already inevitable. Too much debt has to be wiped out. How do you wipe it out? Collapse it.
Absolutely.
Which means they collapse everybody's portfolios, which means they crash their retirement monies. And if you're older, you're screwed. I talk to people all the time that got screwed big time in 2007-8. And they come to me and say, I ain't never recovered yet. One guy told me the other day, he said, I was worth about $500,000. And now I'm worth about $200,000. And it hadn't come back yet. I said, well, you really did get screwed over, did you? Yeah. You don't trust anything that's coming out of Washington.
No, you can't.
Nothing. And yeah, people got rich, the ones that knew what was going to happen. Just think about this. You're older. Say you're 55, 60 year older, and you just take your money out of the stock market and put it somewhere where it's safe. And then the market crashes 50 to 80%. That means you made 50 to 80% because you didn't lose the 50 to 80%. If you made 20% or more growth on it, then that means that not only did you not lose this 50 to 80%, but you made another 20%. That's the kind of stuff we might pull off, but at least keep people from crashing. And then you've got guarantees by the insurance companies. And let me just tell you, insurance companies really do rule the roost when it comes to money in the world. Mm-hmm. You think the government's got all the money? Well, the government's got the right to tax.
They process all the money.
But the insurance companies have the majority of the money.
Right. You know,
the stock markets can evaporate.
Yes.
That's just money on paper. You know, when they talk about all these people that are wealthy, it's just paper. I mean, if they try to sell it, it'd probably crash because there would be such a pressure put on the system. It couldn't absorb all those sales. But I've talked about this over and over. If you're Warren Buffett and you got $100 billion and it crashes down to $10 billion, you're still going to eat.
Absolutely.
But if you've got a half a million or less or a million or less and it crashes 80% or 50%, you might not eat so well. You're in a pickle. This is what we're warning folks about. Don't let it happen to you. Get ready for what might probably happen. We don't know
it's
when
gonna it's going to happen. Yeah,
there's no way out of this box they put us in. They talk about AI, artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been following the stocks of those things.
Right.
I'm not naming the stocks. Can't do that. We can't talk about them on here.
Sure.
But in a trend, I've been following, and a lot of them are down already 20, 30% in the last few weeks.
Wow.
I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows when these things are going to happen. It's just like you don't know when the Lord's coming. We know it's going to happen. You don't know the exact date.
Right.
We don't know when Armageddon's coming, but we know it's going to happen. So this crash, we don't know when it's going to happen exactly, but we know it's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah. It's going to happen. So if you're older, why do you want to stay in that jeopardy zone?
You got to get out of the market. You got to.
Well, if you're older and that's what you're going to depend on, I'm not against the market. Maybe you can put a little bit in there, and you know, and that's okay. But if you put everything practically you've got in there, or 80% of everything you got in there, or 50% of everything you got in there, you may have a rude awakening here pretty soon.
Don't do it!
We've seen it in 2007 and 8.
It's not worth the risk.
It was horrible. It took almost 6 years, I think, to get out of that hole.
Wow.
Think about it. If you're 60 years old and the market crashes and it takes 6 years to get out of the hole, or if you're 65 and it takes 6 years to get out of the hole, that means you put your retirement on hold for 6 or 10 years. You got to keep working. What does that do to a body?
I know, wears you out. It's not worth the risk.
It's just not worth it at all.
Nope.
I just don't know where all this is headed, other than just something bad.
Something bad.
I can't imagine anything else saving us, because printing money is not working.
No.
Taxing us to death is not going to work. Crashing the system is the only alternative. I don't see anything else.
Look at Venezuela. Look at what happened to Venezuela. Yeah.
Yeah, massive inflation. You know, Venezuela was one of the richest countries in the world.
Yes, it was.
And just like we were supposed to be the richest country in the world, but our GDP is the biggest. But if you add up three or four of the major countries together, they're all bigger than ours. So they're all joining against us. We don't have a prayer in the long run. Not with Biden giving everything away.
Exactly.
How are we going to survive?
We're not. We're going to have to take control back of this republic, or else kiss it goodbye.
Got to do something.
You've
got to do something. You want to tell us a little bit what you think people might need to do?
I know exactly what they need to do. First off, they need to get out of the stock market. They need to turn their money over to you, because you're an asset preservationist. And the principal, in other words, the big lump of money that they send you is never touched. It's guaranteed. It's not going to disappear with the stock market. And their money's safe. That's what I did. That's what my mom did. My wife did. And I know several people that have brought it to you, because it makes sense. You get rid of all the risk. You eliminate the risk. And right now, the risk is getting, every day, it's getting more and more. It's not worth it. That's what people need to do if you're in the stock market. Get out while you can, in my humble opinion. What I think we're going to see next is they're purposely imploding America, destroying the infrastructure, like the bridge that collapsed and other stuff. That wasn't an accident. The lead in the water at Camp Lejeune, that wasn't an accident. These people are smart. These aren't accidents. They're trying to destroy America, because America has to be out of the way for the New World Order to take over, which is a Luciferian plot for total control of this country. You've got John Kerry's daughter coming out saying, we've got to depopulate billions of people for the New World Order. That's what they're trying to do. Dude, these people are insane. They're psychopaths. That's what they believe they're supposed to do.
Well, they want to kill babies, obviously. That depopulates.
Yep. And then the push for homosexuality, actually, that's proactive depopulation, because they don't have kids.
Why can't they go back to the closets? I don't want to be enemies of them, but this coming out thing is not good.
It doesn't
look good to the children. It doesn't look good to the society at all. It makes us look like what they prophesized in the Bible would happen in the latter times.
Well, if you go back and you look at ancient Israel, what they did when they kicked God out and what happened to them, we're following in their path. Exactly. They got God, let them be destroyed. He's going to let us be destroyed if we don't turn his ship around. But I don't think with what we've got in there now, I don't see that happening.
I know they ridiculed Donald Trump for holding the Bible up in the air. Go figure.
These people hate God. They hate him.
Yeah, they don't want him.
They have no idea. They have
and Donald
no
Trump's
idea.
Not a perfect person, but at least he knew what Who to hold is? Up in the air.
I don't like him as a person. I never did. I never liked him on TV. I don't like rational
I'm the
workers.
Same way. I think he's a jerk at times, but at least he's trying to do what we need done.
Yes, he's what we needed at the time, and we need him now.
He's the only one with the guts to do it. The rest of them, they're not going to do it. And look what ridicule and persecution he's having to go through. This man, just to try to save his country that he loves, is going through all this.
Well, and he said, they're attacking me to get to you, meaning us. And he's right.
He's right.
He's what, he's what stands between us.
Maybe if we get him in there, the stock market can survive. I just don't know. I don't know that he's going to make it. And I sure wouldn't want to take the risk right now.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't want to.
I would turn my money over to you if I hadn't already.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, all we're going to do is just make it where it can't go away. But thank you. We're not looking for big growth. We're looking for good growth. But, you know, this risky growth when you're older is just pie in the sky. Risk takers can lose a lot of money. We just don't believe in that. Anyway, Terry, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate you seeking the truth, and we appreciate you coming on board and telling it like it is.
Anytime, and I enjoy this. This is therapy for me, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Concerned about your retirement? Call David Ernest now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
It's the Heath and Weath Show.
That's health and wealth.
What?
Health and wealth. You left out the L's.
The L's, you say?
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Yes, it's the Health and Wealth Show with Montgomery's premier asset preservationist, David Ernest, on the air since 1937.
2017.
Then in 2056.
2019.
2019, the Health and Wealth Show went to a 6-hour,
1-hour,
1-hour live format. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, with a classic 1-hour show playing on Fridays and a 30-minute version playing on Saturday and Sunday. David Ernest is also on television here in Montgomery. ABC 32 and The CW air a 30-minute program on Saturday and Sunday. But seriously, The Health and Wealth Show stars David Ernest, an asset preservationist with 40 years of experience in helping you, yes, you out there, to make sure that your money is right where you need it, right when you need it. David talks about the news of the day.
What is he going to do for us? In other words, we know Mo Brooks wants to listen to us. He wants us to call him and talk to him. He wants to come see us. Would Biden come and see us? No. And if he does have a town hall meeting, only 2 or 3 people show up. What does that tell you?
David talks about all matters concerning your money.
But a lot of this shutting the economy down is artificial. I was talking to somebody a little bit ago. Wood, supplies, they're so high.
Yeah.
You know, what's going to happen when interest rates start rising again, or, you know, they can't get the supplies to build the houses? What's going to happen when everything changes, or if it don't change?
Mm-hmm.
You know, could there be a crash? A lot of economists think there could be real estate and financial crashes.
And we even throw in some funny stuff once in a while.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys. No, it's...
Money Man!
Ooh, honey, I am just so happy to be on your program.
Well, that's very exciting for us to have you on the phone.
Ooh, it's exciting for me too, sugar. I just love being on the radio with handsome young men. You and that little white-headed fella.
David Ernest.
Whatever.
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
Y'all got them French fried taters up in there? Mm.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, and welcome to Knowledge Labs. I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything.
Remember, for current events, good advice about money matters, and some really, really funny topical comedy, it's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
He's everywhere, he's everywhere.
Now 99% fat-free.
All right, Dan.
New from Bumco Records, it's Smokey Songs and Foggy Favorites compiled by David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
You get great hits like Smoke It's in Your Eyes, Smoke on the Water, Smoke from a Distant Fire, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette, Up in Smoke, the theme from Gunsmoke, On Top of Old Smokey, Smoking in the Boys' Room, and many more. If fog is more your thing, you get Foggy Day in London Town, the love theme from the movie The Fog, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, The Best of Foghat, and that song Foghorn Leghorn is always singing. No Smoke and Fog collection would be complete without this album. And if you act now, we'll include Bumco's best assortment of smoked meats. You get smoked ham, smoked turkey, smoked salmon, smoked bacon, and a 1-year supply of smoked Vienna sausage. Plus, the first 100 callers get a free poster of Cheech and Chong. Just call 1-800-SMOKED. That's 1-800-SMOKED. Don't miss out on your chance to own Smokey Songs and Foggy Favorites, compiled by David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
Call now. Operators are standing by. No, wait, they're not. They went out to smoke. Big time pro wrestling returns to the dock. It's Rumble on the Riverfront. See the big rematch between the Selma Slayer
Woo!
And the Riverboat Hatslinger. No holds barred and loser leaves town.
Bye, Felicia.
He didn't buy a seat, but he brought one.
It's the chairman of the board taking on all comers. Rumble on the Riverfront. And the ladies make a return to big time pro wrestling. They'll show the men they know how to mix it up too. And for the first time in big time pro wrestling, when the Riverboat Hat Slinger slings his hat, that signals audience participation. You see that hat? Get on the mat. It's your butt. Want to get it kicked? Now's your chance. And thanks to a special worldwide hookup with CNN, Fox News, and the Cartoon Network, these matches will be seen around the globe. And Mayor Stephen Reed makes a comment on the health department closing the concession stand.
I feel like it's an unfortunate incident. It's something that shouldn't have happened. It's something that we're investigating right now. We'll continue to go through that process before we take any additional steps. But it's something that I think we all have to be concerned about in any community.
So in cooperation with local Mexican restaurants, it's BYOB night.
What you talking about, Willie?
Bring your own burritos. Come early because parking is limited due to a big old pontoon boat being in the way. And due to high water, you may have to swim to your seat. It's the return of big time pro wrestling. Rumble on the Riverfront.
Ooh, yeah!
Be there.
We now return you to our Funtime movie presentation of Monty Python's Life of Brian.
What about you? Do you find it visible?
When I say the name, because...
We interrupt our Funtime movie presentation of Life of Brian to bring you a more G-rated version of Storytime with Uncle Felix.
Yes, children, it's story time with Uncle Felix. Our story today is one of my favorites, Red Riding Hood. Of course, you know the story. Red Riding Hood set out with a basket of goodies to see her sick grandmother. In the basket, she had some cookies, some crackers, some spam, some bread, some olives, some pickles. Will you shut them up? And one of her prized possessions, her portfolio, which David Ernest was watching after and making sure that no one could steal it. But then again, you know that old Wily Wolf. He had taken the shortcut to Grandma's, locked the old girl in the root cellar.
Ooh, heavens to Betsy.
Put on Granny's jammies and was waiting to steal Red Riding Hood's portfolio. Let's join the action, already in progress.
Grandma, what big eyes you have,
said Little Red Riding Hood.
I better to see you with, my dear,
said the wolf.
Grandma, what big ears you have,
said Little Red Riding Hood.
The better to hear you with, my dear,
said the wolf.
Grandma, what big teeth you have,
said Little Red Riding Hood.
The better to eat up your portfolio,
said the wolf. And as soon as Red realized it was the wolf, the chase was on. The wolf chased Red through the kitchen, through the living room, backwards through the parlor, and when it looked as if he were about to catch her, the brave woodsman stepped out of the root cellar where he'd been playing pinochle with Grandma and shot the wolf dead with his trusty hunting rifle. That was obviously equipped with a silencer. And that's the story of Little Red Riding Hood and her portfolio. Thanks to David Ernest and that trigger-happy huntsman, her portfolio was safe from the wolf. Oh, and what became of Red? Well, during the chase, she ran upstairs where she met her friend Goldilocks. Now, I know what you're saying. How could Red Riding Hood run into Goldilocks? Well, this was a two-story house. Tune in next time when we'll have the story of a little boy with a wooden head.
I got hairy legs.
Different little wooden-headed little boy. On Storytime with Uncle Felix.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And there was much rejoicing.